Hello again, friends. Paul White here, DDP for Saturday, March the 30th, 2024, Holy Week. This is normally the podcast where we tell you what's coming out. Tomorrow, I will just tell you that it's going to be an Easter-themed sermon. I'm going to be sitting in front of the camera delivering a word to you. As of this recording, I haven't recorded that. I'm letting that really sort of germinate. I'm letting the stuff we did this week in Holy Week inform what we're going to do with Resurrection tomorrow. But today is Holy Saturday. I was tempted to change the environment entirely for this video to a little darker background because Holy Saturday, and what I've tried to do this week is get inside of what happened that week that Jesus died. Of course, Saturday, nothing happened. Not in sort of this dimension. Jesus is just laying there. He dies. He dies on Friday. And he is in the tomb on Holy Saturday. Think of the quiet darkness of the tomb. That's why I thought about changing the venue, to change the atmosphere around the podcast today, to try and have a little more somber feeling. This is a little bright and cheery. But then I realized that no matter what we do, we're not really going to capture it. I mean, we're not really going to capture what happened, because what happened was more than just quiet darkness. Jesus' death represented the death of a lot of things to the people who loved him. Death to their hopes, death to their dreams. They believed they had found the one, and now he's dead. And I don't think we think of that a lot of times because the cross is so central to who we are. We don't think in terms of this group of people who had found their Messiah. And Messiahs don't die. I mean, he's supposed to be a deliverer. Deliverers can't die. If you die, you don't deliver people. If you die, you succumb to the thing you're trying to deliver people from. And that's the great beauty of the cross. It's what is really happening. He is dying to what his death is more than succumbing. It's victorious, but they don't know that yet. So on Holy Saturday, let's think about that sense of loss, the lost hopes, the lost dreams, and the stark reality that must smack them in the face that once again, death always wins. That once again, powerful empirical forces have their way. That once again, the innocent and the meek are destroyed. Once again, a Messiah crushed beneath the boot of the powers that be. But Holy Saturday holds so much more, because Holy Saturday, Jesus' body's lying in the tomb, but Jesus isn't just laying there. From our earliest days of the church, we've had the doctrine of the harrowing of hell. Jesus sweeping through Hades, the abode of the dead. It's produced some of the great sermons of the past. It's produced certainly some of the great iconography of the church. This idea of Jesus delivering Adam and Eve and all of humanity from the clutches of darkness. Peter talks about he who went down and preached to the spirits who were in prison. Paul, to the church at Ephesus, said he who ascended must... What is it that he first descended down into the lower parts of the earth? Jesus sweeps through because even though his body is laying in the grave, he's not inactive. And that's a good key. Holy Saturday reminds us that in the darkest days of our lives, and we will have them, God is not inactive. He is not just laying there. He's doing something. Something is happening. Not just filling space and ticking time off the clock, waiting for a better day. No, he's actually active. Jesus, in the ground, does what he said he would do in John 12. When he's approached by that group of Greeks on Palm Sunday, and he doesn't meet with them, but instead he says, if a seed of wheat dies, it remains alone, but if it goes into the ground and dies, He says, well, then if it goes into the ground and dies, then it brings forth much fruit. Jesus goes into the ground to die so that he can bring forth much fruit, so that he can explode as newness of life, as Paul says, onto the earth. So, on this Holy Saturday, we wait. We wait in anticipation. We wait as they waited. And we get ready, because it is not the end of the story. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.